I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, Willie and Mickey, with no mention of the Duke. But first, this week's Senior PGA Championship in St. Louis is the year's first major for golfers 50 and over. All healthy and eligible former PGA champions were present at the outset, except for Vijay Singh. This year, Singh was briefly suspended from the PGA Tour over the use of deer antler spray, which was once on the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of banned substances. Singh filed a lawsuit earlier this month against the PGA Tour over allegations of public humiliation and ridicule. As Only a Game's Greg Eklund reports, some wonder whether that was a good move for Singh.
Vijay Singh won his last major at the 2004 PGA Championship. After that win, he declared,
"This is a living for me, you know. This is my livelihood. I go out there. When I first came out here, I just wanted to make a good living. And then I started playing really well, and my motivation, you know, got stronger and stronger. I wanted to win golf tournaments, and then I wanted to win majors. And, you know, now I just want to go out there and win."
Since his Rookie of the Year season on the PGA Tour in 1993, Singh has accumulated more than $67 million, the third best of all time on the tour's career earnings list. But lately, Singh has commanded more attention for his decisions off the course than for his birdies and bogeys. Rather than join his 50 and over peers at this week's Senior PGA Championship in St. Louis, Singh chose to play the Invitational at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, an unusual move for a former PGA Championship winner. Bob Tway, who won the PGA Championship in 1986, says Singh has earned the right to remain on the regular tour.
"There's no reason to even set foot out here, no matter what the tournament is."
But on the subject of Singh suing the PGA Tour, Tway questions the move.
"My feeling on was it that, you know, he kind of, you know, maybe did something that was kind of maybe wasn't supposed to do, and they got him out of it or whatever. I think I just leave well enough alone."
John Garrity, a golf writer who profiled Vijay Singh for Sports Illustrated in 1996, was reporting from the Colonial this week. He says Singh's choice of playing at the Colonial instead of the Senior PGA Championship stirs up memories of 10 years ago when Annika Sorenstam came off the LPGA Tour to play with the men.
"Vijay ties into that because he made some ungallant comments that week to the effect that he didn't think that women should be playing in men's tournaments, and he got a lot of heat and publicity because of that."
PR isn't one of Singh's strengths. He could have made a big splash in his first senior event by playing at the Belrive Country Club, the same course where he played his first U.S. major in 1992. But he doesn't lack supporters. Brad Faxon favors Singh's decision to bypass the year's first senior major.
"I totally respect these guys that, like Vijay, that can compete on a daily basis on the PGA Tour. I don't think he has an obligation to come out here. But at the same time, this is one of our big tournaments, so, you know, I'm not looking at Vijay thinking he's doing the wrong thing. I think it's cool."
All the details of Singh's lawsuit haven't yet been made public. In the meantime, Garrity says he wonders if Singh's claims that the PGA Tour sullied his reputation might backfire on him.
"The biggest problem with that argument is the fact that there were some blots on Vijay's reputation long before this deer antler spray controversy ever came up. And it's a puzzle to most of us in the golf business that Vijay would make a case out of this because it just draws attention to his earlier problems."
Victories for Singh are scarce now. He hasn't finished any better than 20th this season, perhaps competing against his peers in the 50 and over set. Sooner rather than later will give him, to use a golf term, a mulligan, a chance for a fresh start. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.